This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. The FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E. Mord.
Yes, it's Sacred Fire of Liberty time, and Jonathan E. Mord is ready to rock the health world for health, freedom, and healing liberty here. And Jonathan, over the years, we've covered a lot of stories about raw milk. I call it the only real milk that I'd want to ever consume or have my family consume. It's the way it was consumed. If they wrote about it, I believe in the Bible even. They didn't pasteurize it way back when. Whether you want to or not, it's up to you. But Utah is the latest state to nullify some level of FDA edicts on banning raw milk. They try to get in the state, not just interstate transport, which would be more arguable in terms of their authority. But here we have a petition that you have been a party to, I think a year old now, and going to the FDA. Hey, how about a disclaimer? How about we just back off the farmers, back off the Amish people, and just let them know, hey, these are the risks. Why don't you self-pasteurize? What's the latest on that?
Well, we filed this petition a year ago, as you mentioned, and we asked the agency to exercise enforcement discretion and not prosecute parties that would put a label on their raw milk product that alerted people to the potential risk of pathogens and invited them to self-pasteurize by simply cooking it on the stove before using it. And as is the case with most things that are the product of strenuous industry lobbying here by the big milk producers to avoid any degree of competition from unpasteurized milk, you have this obstacle of political intransigence against any change. And furthermore, the FDA has been doing the bidding of the major milk producers for decades now and prosecuting Amish people who transport milk in interstate commerce, raw milk, and it's been really an outrageous overkill approach to this whole problem. What we explained was that you don't need to spend millions of dollars prosecuting someone and driving them out of business and completely destroying their way of life, their culture, and consider that a success on the issue of potential pathogens. You need only alert people to the risk and invite them to self-pasteurize in order to be both a sufficient and appropriately tailored response. There's steak tartare out there, eggs, sushi, oysters in the shell. I mean, there are numerous raw foods that people eat, and they're all open to pathogenic contamination. It all heavily depends upon handling. Pasteurized milk every year results in tens of thousands of people being contracting salmonella and listeria, even though the milk's pasteurized, because in certain instances it's not properly handled. Mm-hmm. Well, why are they discriminating against one food source? Why are they focusing on raw milk and punishing the producers of raw milk and trying to drive it out of existence? Well, there's only one true reason for that, and that's that it's an anti-competitive movement. They've been pursuing it for years, sort of mindlessly pursuing it for years. They claim that you have to go after raw milk because raw milk's inherently dangerous, almost as if it's fissile material. You know, that anyone who comes into contact with raw milk, oh my goodness, Katie, bar the door. Your life's in jeopardy. Well, what about sushi? What about all these other things? Your life's in jeopardy there, too. Your life's in jeopardy when you eat peanut butter.
What about vaccines? I mean, it's been reported that the Supreme Court said that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe, yet the opposite approach is taken by the federal authorities, CDC and otherwise, to say, well, we practically mandate that. So
it's political choices here. This isn't science. This is politics. Look at peanut butter. I mean, how many people can actually die from anaphylactic shock by being exposed to peanut butter? Do we make peanut butter manufacturers put on their label all sorts of stuff? Do we require restrictions in interstate commerce of peanut butter to protect those who might be struck down by a PVJ? I mean, it's a pretty palpable threat. There are a lot of people with nut allergies, but do we prevent the consumption of nuts? No. Why is that? Well, because the lobby for the nut industry is strong, because the government wouldn't touch it, because they wouldn't want to offend all of those manufacturers that are responsible, that are some of the largest corporations in the agricultural industry. Well, in this case, you've got small farmers who are in a discrete group, largely Mennonite, Amish farmers, sometimes organic farmers. They're small operators, and it's easy to beat them up. And not only that, they pose a viable threat, competitive threat to pasteurized milk industry, because any degree of competition in that industry cuts the very narrow margins that they have for profit. So the government beats up these guys, and they do it on this hysterical response that, raw milk is like fissile material. Don't you get near it. And the solution... A solution that's even more profoundly beneficial than is the case with all these other raw products is to simply label raw milk with a label that says, if you consume this product as is, you might be at risk of contracting pathogens. If you wish to reduce that risk, follow the following instructions on how to self-pasteurize it before you consume it. Then you've got fully informed consent, right? You get full notice to people, and then they can proceed. That's more than we do with peanut butter. That's more than we do with eggs. That's more than we do with oysters in the shell. It's more than we do with steak tartare. It's more than we do with a whole host of raw foods that people eat, including raw nuts. But the point is that it is a sufficient response instead of destroying someone's entire livelihood and culture, which is what they're doing to the Amish. The FDA is out to do in the Amish.
A nonviolent group of farmers that have been farming that way for hundreds of years. Jonathan, the FDA has apparently had 1 year to respond to the petition. Is there a requirement to respond within 90 days or a year? Or is it 10 years? When are they going
to
reply?
Yeah, they sent us their standard response, which was, we're too busy. We can't get to this right now. Resources don't allow it. So what we need to do is to get political pressure applied, and the Raw Food Consumer Coalition, who is the petitioner in this case, is going before members of Congress, getting them to write to the FDA commissioner telling him he's got to act on that petition. And if we don't get a response here in a few months, I think what we'll do is we will contact the Office of Management and Budget, because we petitioned FDA in reliance on not only the Administrative Procedure Act, but also the President's executive order requiring deregulation where there's unnecessary regulation. And clearly this regulation is overkill. The cost of it to the government is enormous to enforce these things through criminal prosecutions to drive out of existence the farmers who violate their interstate ban. They also have these sting operations, which are costly, and they really treat it as if it's, you know, the movement of fissile material instead of milk. I mean, you swear that cows are thermonuclear.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, it's not methane cows are producing. It's radiation. It's gamma rays.
Yeah, or rocket fuel in the case of contamination. They've seen groundwater contamination in California and other places. But even that, it doesn't rise to the level of you can't light milk on fire, whether it's raw or pasteurized. And I want the freedom to choose raw, as I do. In Florida, we can choose it for our animals. Sometimes I think my kids are animals, so who knows if they get to drink it too. But regardless, the congressional intent when putting the FDA in charge of food safety, was it to, you know, put small farmers out of business? I mean, to basically...
Well, this is a common pattern, Robert. Mm-hmm. Common in the federal government. This is the disease of the administrative state. What happens is that the agencies of the federal government become the captives of the very parties they regulate. So those parties lobby and work over Congress, and Congress will allow industry representatives to become the heads of these agencies, or people who are protective of parts of the industry to become the heads of these agencies. And then they go about the business of using government power on trumped up public interest justifications to drive out of existence sources of competition. And that's what the drug industry has done at FDA, and that's what the food industry has done at FDA, and that's what's done all over the federal government with regulatory agencies. They pick winners and losers. They choose which parties to prosecute. They don't have even prosecution across the board. They just go after the politically disfavored parties. The FTC does that. It's just rancid, but that's the nature when you convey to an administrative agency combined legislative, executive, and judicial powers. You destroy the separation of powers intended by the Constitution, and you create a tyranny, as James Madison defined it. James Madison defined tyranny, the very definition of tyranny, he said, was the combination of legislative, executive, and judicial powers, or any two of them, in single hands. And that's what we've done through the really unconstitutional creation of an administrative state that runs the United States. We've transformed our country from a limited federal republic into an unlimited bureaucratic oligarchy, and it's alien to a republican form of government. It's antithetical to it. Yet Congress does nothing to rein in these abuses, and you know, that's been our drive with Ron Paul and with Norm, and we've worked hard to try to get the law to change, and we've litigated to get the law to change. But this is yet another gross example of abuse of agency power.
Folks, we gotta take a break. Hold that thought there, Jonathan. We'll talk more about this raw milk issue as it relates to the bureaucratic oligarchy and how it is basically encompassed all three branches of government into one, and that, by definition, my friends, is tyranny. Tyranny against the freedom to choose the kind of food you want for your family. We'll be back with more powerful healing. Check out the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fully cooked bacon.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each and every week at this time, we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good friend Jonathan E. Mort, known as the FDA Dragon Slayer, taking on the bad guys in government. And, of course, they're not bad because they're in government. They often become bad because they're in government. You know, you got good people that might want to have a high ideal to run and say, I'm going to change it. Mr. Smith goes to Washington. They get swallowed up, chewed up, maybe spit out, or maybe given permanent position in the oligarchy that is beyond the purview of those voters that say, yeah, well, I'm going to vote a change. And then nothing changes. Why? Because there's a fourth branch of government, the oligarchy, as Jonathan E. Mort describes it. Our founding fathers got to be spinning in their graves going, you know what? I don't think we had predicted this, but we sort of predicted tyranny. Just would it be about raw milk? Did they think that?
Well, I'll tell you, obviously they were drinkers of raw milk. But this disease of political decision-making through the bureaucratic agencies without any check from the electorate, no way to vote these chaps out, is really, you know, the typical person employed by the government has no idea that there are these machinations taking place at the agency beyond those who are extremely astute. It's just not something they're aware of. They think they're doing a good thing by serving the government. But the reality of the abuses is at the political level. But every agency is run by political appointees who go through a gauntlet in Congress and have to satisfy all these political demands before they can be appointed. They get in there and they pursue those political agendas and feather their own nests, realizing that they're going to be leaving soon, and this, by choosing to follow one path, picking winners and losers, going after competitors of the winners that they've chosen politically, they end up creating a future for themselves by having their post-government employment taken care of by the parties they benefit. That's the history of these things. You watch the revolving door. You watch these people come out of the government at the executive level and go right into the very entities that they were regulating favorably, you know. And that's what happens. And conversely, those that are true ideologues, like Mark Fowler, who is the chairman of the FCC and brought me to Washington, I mean, he infuriated members of Congress, particularly one rather ugly Edward Markey, who's a really repulsive politician. He's the typical example of politics at its worst. I mean, he uses his bully pulpit position to ruin people or threaten or cajole them. And that's what he did to Mark Fowler. Mark Fowler was deregulating radio and television and succeeded in getting rid of this odious thing called the Fairness Doctrine, mm-hmm. which was used by political people to get access to television free of charge through the force of the federal government, compelling stations to allow access. He went against it. He said, look, this violates the First Amendment. Ronald Reagan endorsed his position, and they went out and destroyed the Fairness Doctrine. Well, he became persona non grata to Markey, who forced him to put into the releases from the FCC to the regulated community, mainly lawyers in Washington, a notice from Markey that said something to the effect, the stale dish you've served up to Congress will not be forgotten, and basically broadcast that he was now going to be blacklisted
wow.
when he left the agency. And just overtly did that, Markey did. And since then, I mean, then he went out and he ended up working in a pro-competitive position, helping engineer Bell Atlantic's entry into the television marketplace. But the point is, and he's a brilliant and wonderful person who withstood tremendous political pressure to serve Ronald Reagan in deregulating the FCC. But he's an example of what happens to a person who chooses not to advance regulation but to deregulate in a position like atop of an agency position. Very rarely do you get that because they have to run this gauntlet in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But when it happens, boy, oh boy, Congress and all the lobbyists, they turn on these people and they burn them.
Yeah, when
they go after them with a vengeance.
The threat, when you're out of government, you will not have, you'll never work in this town again or any industry you're associated with. Folks, this is how it works, the strong arm of government, much like the mafia, although it's legal when the government does it. Folks, we got a lot of healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special edition when we get together with Jonathan Ebord and do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Do our friends on the political left, if we can call them that, really want our guns, or do we believe them when they say, no, we're not really for confiscating your guns? We're going to find out about that. There's a great article by our good friend Cheryl Chumley we're going to talk about next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In the Bill of Rights, there are 10 things. Of course, within each one, there are more than one thing listed. But we talk about rights, and the question I like to do, trick question for folks, is how many rights do the Bill of Rights grant you? And of course, a lot of people, Jonathan, still say 10. And I say zero. Zero. That's a trick question because the Bill of Rights did not confer any rights on the people. It tried to restrict, it attempted to restrict government's abrogation or violation of those rights that were yours by virtue of your birth,
from a creator far higher, deeper, greater, and more awesome than government, and that is God. And, Jonathan, we've lost our way in that regard because rights versus privileges, it's not something that is often taught nor discussed. And we look at the Second Amendment that is really hot in the news since all of the school shootings, and we say, you know what? I know that people are upset about these school shootings. Who wouldn't be? Who couldn't be? I am too. But it is not at all sway me to give up my right to self-defense, to defend myself and my family because some people are upset that firearms were used in horrible acts. In fact, as you pointed out, and we've been discussing the past few weeks here with you, psychotropic medication approved by the FDA and given to many, over 90% of these school shooters in that time since Columbine 1999. Cheryl Chumley, our good friend from the Washington Times, has written a great piece on the issue of the Second Amendment. She says it is now 39%, almost 40% of Democrats, despite what they say, their protestations do want to repeal the Second Amendment. And I'm here to tell them that even if they did repeal it, I'm not giving up my God-given rights for self-defense.
Well, I'm rather surprised at the fact that not more Democrats are in favor of repealing the Second Amendment. Because, you'd swear from the leadership of the Democratic Party that a vast majority of Democrats support repeal of the Second Amendment. The fact that less than half support repeal shows dissonance between the leadership of the Democratic Party and their Democratic base. But it's all born of ignorance because, look, there is, among the amendments of the Constitution, there are certain ones which we may say are so fundamental that if they are deprived, if the people are deprived of the protection that is afforded against government by those provisions, it is really almost instantaneously tyranny because you have to be able to arm yourself as a free person on the basis that if forever there is an instance where your life, your liberty, or your property is threatened by an immediate threat of force, that you may defend yourself. There's no more fundamental right in the natural world, natural rights world, than the right to defend yourself. It's no more fundamental right. For people who live in the inner cities and who live in zones where drugs are common and drug violence is common and gang violence is common, the idea that they could not defend themselves against this ever-present threat to their children and their families is laughable in the extreme. They know the police aren't going to be able to save them in every instance. In fact, most instances they won't be saved if they have to wait for the police. They know they have to defend their families. They know they have to defend themselves. And so what happens? A lot of them are armed, and they're ready to defend their families. To take away their right to defend themselves is the most extreme example of government tyranny that exists. You can't deny an individual the right to defend themselves against a present threat. And look, the criminal laws exist out there to bag these people that use guns to hurt other people. And they are always going to be there. No matter what you do with gun laws, illegal guns are the common weapons of choice in the criminal community. They're not using legal weapons. They're not going through the registration process and standing in line and saying, gee, don't look at me. I'm MS-13, but ignore that. No, they're getting the guns from across the border. They're getting them from deals within the criminal community. These are weapons that are being traded without any effort whatsoever to comply with existing gun laws. You add more gun laws, it does absolutely nothing to the criminal element. It only hurts those who are interested in protecting themselves.
Jonathan, I don't believe in even registering guns because what happens when the laws are made to confiscate them? How do they know who has them? Well, you've registered them. You've asked permission of the government to engage in a right that it doesn't belong to the government. And so,
at a minimum, though, Robert, there really can be no more advancement in the zone of restricting people's access to weapons. And if people go down that road of putting prior restraints on everyone's right to obtain a weapon to defend themselves, we are going to see more instances of murder, more grotesque instances of abuse of that power. Because, look, if I'm a criminal and I know that law-abiding citizens can't defend themselves, if anything, I'm more predisposed to engage in crime with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Because that you get to the point where you can rest assured that the house you're going to go into next to rob or to kill or rape people or whatever, that they're not going to have the ability to defend themselves. And that's the horror of this mass disarmament movement. Retired Justice Stevens has advocated a repeal of the Second Amendment, which is a shocker, I think. But nonetheless, look what he's done. He is tacitly admitting, which is a great way to undermine the Democrats who are in favor of greater gun control, he's admitting that you have to amend the Constitution to allow these laws that restrict access to guns. Now, that's a good thing that he chose.
Well, I'm glad he spoke up on that front because it's doing good things, in fact.
Right, so that tells the Democrats, if they want to be honest about this, those that favor gun control, what they first need to do is to convince the population that they need to amend the Constitution, that the Second Amendment is anachronistic in these days, and then we ought to get rid of it. I think they'll go down to resounding defeat, because the reality is that crime can only be combated effectively with an armed citizenry.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only possibility. Likewise in the schools, the only way to stem the instances of and effects of gun violence in schools is to have armed teachers who can take out the perpetrator early in the conflict before he's had a chance to kill a whole bunch of innocent kids.
Jonathan, here's a current example of this. I don't know if you remember a year plus ago, the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. It was a slaughter in there. Apparently now, because the wife of this gunman is on trial, they found out that he was scoping out Disney World for shooting, targeting it. But when he scoped it out, he noticed that there were armed Orange County police officers and sheriffs there. And he said, I don't think so. And then he went to a place where he knew they would be defenseless. There would be no armed opposition. So, again, to your point, this is not made up. You're not making it up because we are right-wing gun nuts, as those of the leftists try to, couch the phrases to capture, the emotions of people. The fact of the matter is, these people who are choosing to shoot places, peoples, and things, they know specifically that they're less likely to be stopped when there's no armed resistance.
And notice the hypocrisy of the Democratic leadership calling for basic disarmament of the population. Do they avoid the reliance on armed individuals to protect their safety at the Capitol? No. Do they forego any use of bodyguards with weapons when they make public appearances or when they are campaigning for the presidency? No. Why is that? Well, they would say, well, I have to do that because my life is threatened. I can't do any of these things and be in the public eye and not have armed people to protect me. I have to have people armed protecting me. Well, that same right is the right of every citizen of the United States. And whether you're the subject of a potential assassin's bullet or whether you are the subject of a potential armed robbery, the right to defense is the same.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist just for an elite, a political elite. It does in the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, and in Russia. It does. But it doesn't exist in this country. And so it is that each of us has a right to defend ourselves.
What about a historical example? Like, we have a modern group called the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. And these are my brothers and sisters who recognize that if our ancestors were well-armed and had not subjected themselves, if you will, to gun confiscation by Hitler's Nazi Germany,
They would have taken out a lot of Nazis. Maybe the Holocaust wouldn't have happened. Maybe it would have, but a lot more Nazis would have been taken out along the way. And, you know, same thing in our past in America. For those minorities, the blacks who were subjected to slavery. Imagine if any slave was armed and dangerous. How capable are you of enslaving an armed and dangerous man or woman? Or, you know what I'm saying? So the right of self-defense goes across the board.
But it was also fundamental to the Second Amendment that the Founding Fathers understood the Second Amendment to be necessary for the preservation of liberty. In other words, they understood that people could not be free in an environment of intimidation, whether it was from a foreign country or whether it was from a mob, like in the Whiskey Rebellion. Mm-hmm. They understood that law-abiding citizens must sometimes resort to the use of force in the form of a weapon to preserve their liberty. And that was a trust, you see, that is derived from the essential notion of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, that governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed. It's not governments were not created so that there would be servants in the form of the people and they would slovenly follow the government.
Right.
It was designed to protect the rights of the individual. The individual was to be sovereign.
Exactly.
And from this vantage point, if individuals are sovereign, well, then they have the right to defend themselves.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're up on a break. Stand by. We're going to wrap it up with Jonathan E. Moore. Sacred Fire of Liberty continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always a great pleasure to be with Jonathan E. Moore talking about the rights endowed to us by that which created us all, folks. And, you know, wherever you are, I know we have people listening from all over the world. And, you know, I interact with people that immigrated here, Jonathan, from Eastern Europe when they lived under the Eastern Bloc, the Soviet Union. And they've watched what happened under, particularly the last 8 years prior to Trump being in office with Obama, and saying, my gosh, don't you guys understand the slippery slope when you start giving up rights and giving more power to centralized bureaucracies? People who have lived under tyranny see it, and I guess just like Thomas Jefferson said, you know, every once in a while you've got to cleanse the tree of liberty, right? Because we've lost sight, and then we slowly forget what is important and how to defend it. And it's not me advocating or you advocating violence, but it's the recognition that the threat of violence in those who would violate our liberty, life, or property is sometimes the only thing that holds them back from acting against us.
One of the most unfortunate things that we have experienced as a people is a shift in education from what was at the time of the founding of the Republic called Republican motherhood, where mothers would be sure to inculcate into their children, fathers too, but they called it Republican motherhood because it was deemed to be a function of nurturing, that they understand the revolution, that they understand why the creation of a constitution in this country was unique, how we had a rights revolution for the first time in the history of the world, and that that would spread around the world as it did in a bloody way in France, and as it has subsequently in different parts of the world. When they look to our magnificent Declaration of Independence for the idea that individuals are born with unalienable rights and that those rights to life, liberty, and property are ones that cannot be divested by government without it being tyrannical. And so it is that this concept took root here as it had nowhere else on earth. And yet the miracle of this extraordinary experience and the great benefit that it has given to us in freedom and in progress that comes from freedom has been traduced and stamped upon by educators who have caused kids to think that their own country is horrible and that freedom is deplorable and that the best thing that can happen is for government to make dictation of what we ought to do with our lives and that we ought to be led like sheep to the slaughter by a government that knows best. And people have bought into this conception. And it is so sad to see that in almost no institution of learning in the grade schools and high schools of this country is there a true dedication to teaching people the principles of the Constitution, the history of the struggle for independence, and what the Declaration of Independence truly means, and what the radical Whig philosophy that underlies our Constitution truly means. And how it is a unique instance in the history of the world. This is not taught. There is no time spent on this education. Is it any wonder then why so many kids, unaware of their own history, are quick to cleave to one emotional pitch after another? You know, this is the reason why we have this movement on the college campuses opposed to free speech, mm-hmm. where they aren't willing to listen to any viewpoint that disagrees with their own. Where they clamor for safe spaces said to be ones in which they don't have to do anything to learn anything or be bothered by anyone with a viewpoint that disagrees with their own.
But going back to the beginning of our discussion today, Jonathan, a nation that's willing to give up access to raw milk probably doesn't have the tenacity anymore for any level of self-defense. Now, I'm not talking everybody. Obviously, we talked 39% of Democrats claiming, maybe higher, want to get rid of the ability to defend yourself. You know, and these college students and even high school students demanding, please, government, take our rights away because they're too scary. And that doesn't, you know, bode well for the future unless we get in and educate to the real history, the real reasons that these rights are cherished and defended.
Well, a lot of these kids sold out the First Amendment several years ago in this movement to create a uniform political thinking on the college campuses that's far left and refuses to admit of any conservative viewpoint. So the First Amendment they threw out, so it shouldn't be too much of a surprise to us that many of them are now willing to throw out the Second.
Well, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and certainly not when Jonathan Emord is around. And even when he's not, we stand up for you, your defense of liberty, our defense as well, and I appreciate you so much, my friend. I want to remind everybody, you can find Jonathan at emord.com, we're at robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal, even politically, really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.